Iran was addressed at Trump's joint press conference with visiting Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte.
The Prime Minister and I also agree that the brutal regime in Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon. Never. We encourage all nations to pressure Iran to end the full range of its malign activities. The United States welcomes the partnership of Italy in these vital efforts.
But asked if he was willing to meet with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, Trump said he would meet with the Iranians anytime they want to meet, with no preconditions. He said meetings are useful in diffusing potentially dangerous tensions, and that his recent meetings with Russian and North Korean leaders were a good example.
I would certainly meet with Iran if they wanted to meet. I don't know that they're ready yet. They're having a hard time right now. But I ended the Iran deal. It was a ridiculous deal. I do believe that they will probably end up wanting to meet.
Officials in Tehran have ruled out any talks with Washington, saying the United States has shown it is not reliable. The United States and Iran have been at odds since the clerics took power in Tehran in 1979. Trump fueled renewed anger in Iran in May when he pulled the United States from the nuclear deal reached in 2015 between Iran and six world powers. He is calling for a much tougher deal that would control Iran's behavior in the region, as well as the dismantling of its nuclear program. The Iranian president warned that Trump's policies could lead to the mother of all wars, provoking a furious response from Trump. But a top Iranian general said Thursday his forces are ready to meet any challenge from Trump.
Hereby I tell you, the gambling Mr. Trump, be aware that we are near you where you do not even imagine.
For now, Iran has more reason to worry about U.S. economic sanctions than its military power. Sanctions are forcing some foreign businesses to withdraw from Iran, which could seriously undermine its economy. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.